Hey, fellow youths, it's game day. I'm Kathy. Oh,
yeah. I am Audrey.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we are talking about Life is Strange. It's a video game by Don't Nod Entertainment.
And I think Square Enix is involved somehow.
Sure.
In some way.
Yes. Yeah. We'll just say yes. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. A bunch of nerds who are a different type of nerds than us made a thing. And then we, the other type of nerds, played it. So it was a lot of fun. So
we lived the story.
Yeah. Why don't we, since this is a Nicole choice, what is the too long didn't play for this?
Okay. So the basic story is that you are playing Max Caulfield, who goes to a weird kind of high school that's like for artist students, like summer photography
students. It reminded me of Interlock, like being from Michigan, it reminded me of Interlochen Academy for Arts.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's up north near Trevor City.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it also only for seniors? Because this one was only for seniors, I guess.
Oh, like, that was weird.
Everyone was, it was supposedly, this place was only for 18, like, seniors. I mean, maybe not 18-year-olds, but seniors.
Not, Interlochen isn't like that, but it is, like, similarly, like, a boarding, or you can board your kids there.
Okay.
And it's, like, a heavy art-focused, like, music, dance, all the arts-focused school. And, I don't know, I guess, yeah. So it seemed similar, but also it's in northern Michigan, so probably a lot colder and darker.
Yeah, so it's in this place.
Darker.
This fictional...
they had a heroin problem there a couple years ago. So.
I mean, considering the problem that's at this fictional school, I don't think it's darker.
That's true. There's lots of really dark problems at this fictional school. So it's in this town called Arcadia Bay, and it's Blackwell Academy.
Yes.
And so basically you play Max Caulfield. One day she's sitting in her class and she has this vision of like a tornado destroying the town. So she freaks out and she goes to the bathroom and in runs Nathan Prescott, who's like the rich guy in school. And like his dad owns half the town, and this like drug addict looking girl, and Nathan shoots the girl, and I guess Max spontaneously, this is like the part that I'm like, I'm not going to question it too much, but Max spontaneously spawns the power to go back in time. She's just like, I can do that now. There's no explanation. It's just like this shock of like watching someone die, I guess. She gets the power, so she goes back in time and saves the girl and figures out that it's like her childhood friend Chloe, who was like her friend before she moved away, and she's recently moved back to Arcadia Bay. And there's like a vague mystery of this character Rachel Amber who's gone missing. But overall it's kind of like a teen drama. Like everyone's having their own individual problems, and some of them are small and some of them are big, and you have to make all these choices that like affect everybody around you. So that's the too long didn't read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So the cast of characters, we have Max Caulfield, who's supposed to be the, what's the word for like the perfect character?
She has a t-shirt that like says Jane Doe. She's kind of like, I don't know, to me a very like, she's supposed to be an everyman kind of character. Like everyone should be able to.
She's also Mary Sue.
Yeah.
She's purposefully like a void though, because like that's the character you play. So like, you have to bring your own whatever
you
to
just,
her.
No, you
no,
just
I
put
hate
on her.
Her
hoodie and you wander, and she's like just like basic brunette with short hair.
I first started playing her, I was just like, I fucking hate this lady. Like
you hate
she
Max?
She just makes like
she's very earnest, and it drives me crazy. Well, maybe it might just be the voice acting, but I don't know about
she is not, very like
it's just not just earnest. I'm like she's so naive. She's like, these are the choices I have, and I'm like, no.
But
are
actually
not the choices you
but
have.
Actually they are though, cuz the game says so.
So I'm just like, I fucking hate all of these choices she's making. She's a dumbass. I'm done playing with her.
So you didn't like the choices you were given, like, at all?
God, no.
Okay. Yes, I do agree with that. I was like, I don't.
Like, none of these are the right choice. And sometimes it felt like I was like, okay, you're just intentionally trying to trick me.
Do you know what you do at the very beginning when you learn you have these powers? You go back, do the thing before they come in. You just make yourself throw up in the sink. So when they walk in to have their thing, they're like, Jesus Christ, done.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it.
Or you are just in the bathroom as a human.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants.
And they're just like, maybe we'll go somewhere more private. Although, I don't. Yeah,
maybe we won't use the women's restroom. Like,
But since that's not what happened, we have trouble suspending our disbelief for the teenage drama. But in this case, a lot of, like, things, it is kind of like a soap opera. Like, you have to just accept that, like, crazy things happened. in order to continue on through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's Max. She's Jane Doe. And then her friend.
There's her BFF, Chloe, who you can tell is really like edgy because she has
damaged.
Blue hair.
Mm-hmm. Chloe is damaged because her dad died and she feels abandoned because Max moved away after her dad died.
And then never
Rachel Amber
wrote
went
her.
Missing. Yeah. Actually, that was like fucked up. I was like, Max, how could you?
I was like, Max, you're a dick. Like, come on.
And then Rachel Amber has gone missing. So she feels like she's abandoned her. And like it's she says that Rachel Amber and her were going to like run away to California together.
Sure.
So she's so sad and she's like triple abandoned. And so she's like suffers from depression and she drinks a lot and she's like dyed her hair blue and she's a punk rock kid now and she's real sad. She's damaged.
She's damaged.
And she does a lot of drugs, so she's in super debt with a drug dealer named Frank. That's like a big
No, I thought she was selling drugs on the side.
No. I mean, I don't think so. She might have a little bit,
yeah,
but
her
like
and Rachel
her
are
main
doing that.
Thing is that she's like $3,000 in debt to Frank.
Yeah, because they dropped the drugs because they like thought it was bad or something. It was like there was a thing where they got rid of the drugs for a reason.
She lost like goods, and so she has to still pay.
But
them
I know
back.
She definitely was like in debt for buying drugs. Also,
yeah.
she's
because she was yeah because she was like a mini dealer. But she the only drugs we see her do is marijuana.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. So. I think that's all she bought from him. I don't think it was anything. Harder than that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyways,
then
there's like a moment where you get to actually look through like all of Frank's roles and see if you pay attention to all his code names, like all the different students and the drugs that they buy, and like Stella, the really quiet like kid who's on a scholarship and is like nice the whole time. Every time you talk to her, is like on so much Adderall. She's taking so many pills.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well.
Shame.
Nathan.
Nathan's just messed up.
Oh, he's on a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
He's also on a lot of drugs. He's definitely in that logbook. So he's like rich kid who's like being pressured by his awful distant father, I think.
Rich kid who's dealing with his like weird life pressures by
But he's too
out.
Much of a dick for you to like feel bad for him.
He's a fucking
just
sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first time you see him, he shoots a girl. So you're he's already way off the rails. He brought a gun to school. He's fucking crazy.
I honestly thought that he might have schizophrenia.
He's so unstable that I'm like, how are adults not just like grabbing him and taking him to jail constantly? Because every time you see him, he's in full rage mode.
Because
and
daddy pays it off.
Yeah. Daddy must. I mean, daddy is very rich.
Yeah.
Audrey?
I guess I don't.
You have an apple stem stuck to your sweatshirt and it's really distracting me.
It's fine. I inhaled an apple before this podcast.
It's good. You can't do it on an empty stomach.
You really can't.
Can't make these decisions, these tough, tough decisions.
Audrey Appleseed. Anyway,
so the character my apples across the country.
Of Rachel Amber isn't actually really in it.
Nah.
But she's like a idea. This is another, I feel like maybe this is a teen trope in itself, like characters, friends who are like outside driving forces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who are important to the main or
you don't
to the
find out
present character
till later that she's dead. Like later on in the
you
game.
Know.
Like, yeah, she's missing. There's missing posters everywhere. She's been missing for a while. You can guess she's probably dead. It's kind of like a sinister game.
She's kind of like the hope.
But then they, like, actually find her dead body.
Yeah.
Like Hope from Sloppy First, how she's just kind of, like, hovering but never actually
in
the book.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, and she's, like, and Chloe references her a lot, and she makes a lot of decisions based on her, and she's really unstable based on her, where she, like, does a lot of, she makes just a lot of bad choices. Kathy is, like, eating goldfish out of a bag. Okay. So that's Rachel Amber. She's dead.
That's important for
the spoilers, but
she's
dead. Yeah, but the whole prequel, Life is Strange Before the Storm, is about Rachel Amber and Chloe because they had like a love story that happened before Max came back, and then Rachel up and died. It was real sad.
How dare she get herself murdered?
How dare she get herself murdered? She's an interesting like character. I'm interested to play the prequel just to just to find out more about her.
Mm-hmm.
Next up,
we have Victoria, who is like
making money move.
Yeah,
these are red bottoms.
Yeah, she's like a weird. She's like a mean girl.
Yeah,
she's like the clique queen bee.
She's like the popular girl who is like super mean to everyone, but is like secretly sad because no one's her real friend.
Right, and she and Nathan Prescott are really close, and she's like Nathan's like a really good guy. His dad just like has him on all these pills and is a like crazy tyrant, which is true. But Nathan's also really.
Yeah.
But she like defends Nathan, and they seem very close.
And she just wants to jump the dick of the art, the photography teacher, Mark Jefferson.
Yeah, super bad.
Yeah,
who's like
she's
a C-list photography celebrity or something like that.
That's the thing. I'm like, what does he have? What world is he famous in? I don't know.
The
what
photography.
What street cred do you get for sleeping with this guy? I don't know. And she has like her own talent. I guess that's the thing. Like implied that she's like her. She has her own talent, and she could be nice. And there's a like you have options of choosing between being mean to her and being nice to her.
She's clinically talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren.
And also rich. Super rich.
Well, a lot of the characters besides like Max are super rich because like
Blackwell
Academy.
I was like, it is a fancy school.
Like a fancy school that you either have to be super talented
Or
super rich to get
into.
Oh, yeah. And
Chloe doesn't go to this school. She was kicked out of the school 2 years earlier or something.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just for seniors.
It is just for seniors. I think Chloe's older than Max.
But they're friends.
This has been discussed on the internet, too.
Okay.
Is the discrepancies, is the fact that there's not consistency in the way they describe it. I think someone described it as lazy storytelling.
It doesn't make sense to have a school just for seniors, though. Like, I feel like you would have, like...
It's mentioned multiple times, though.
Is it really?
Maybe it's a program just for seniors? I don't even know. I don't care enough about this fake school.
Warren.
Warren is the one that wants to jump on Max's dick.
Yeah, yep. Warren's like the boy next door for, like, if you're uncomfortable with a girl-on-girl relationship. Yeah. I feel like Warren's for, like, if you want the romance and you're like, oh, I don't think I do want to kiss Chloe. That would be bad.
But he's, like, way younger than Max, too. He's, like, 2 years younger. That was something
I... He just looks like a little boy to me.
No, no. They show all of their ages. And, like, this is something else people pointed out on the internet. They're like, he's only 15.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like what's going on? Like, weird. This is not right.
See,
she's 18.
And it's funny because the only time you actually get a chance to have, like, a romance with him is in the last chapter when, like, the town's being destroyed by a tornado and you're, like, hunkered down in a diner about to die. And they're like, yeah, you could kiss him. And I was like, oh, well.
Maybe it's just one of those, like, do you need to get some sexual frustration out before you die?
Yeah.
Guess so.
They're like, here's this
option. Here's a human.
That's like, kind of Warren's job. Like, Warren's an option. He's like a guy.
Yeah.
He's just like an extra friend character.
Yeah. He's just like a mouth breather. Just like, hey, guys. I'm here on a chemistry scholarship.
He's there to fill your texts and invite you to drive through movies and just like constantly text you. He was just fucking constantly texting during the game. People text and he was one of them.
I text a lot, so that didn't offend me so much.
It upset me.
I was kind of like, people don't text that much in this world. What's going on here? Also, she like
you
her
had to
parents,
read them all though, so I'm glad they didn't.
Her parents don't check in with her enough for parents. Just like she's 17 or 18.
Yeah, my main question is, where are all the parents?
Yeah.
Anyways,
so let's go ahead to Mark Jefferson then.
Mark Jefferson, the C-list celebrity photography teacher. So that's who he is. He's the guy who Victoria wants to sleep with.
Let's. Do you want to jump ahead to some major spoilers? Because it's gonna be we're gonna be doing a lot of like tiptoeing around this if we don't just say it.
You can just say it.
He's the teacher who's like the on the surface the nice platonic. No, not platonic. He's like got a weird creepy vibe to him, but he's like the nice pleasant teacher. And then underneath, he's like a murderer with a sex dungeon underneath an like abandoned barn out in the middle of nowhere.
I feel
and he kidnaps girls and he drugs them and he takes pictures of them to steal their innocence. That's literally what he says. He wants to capture their innocence.
So this
in photography,
which is what he wanted to do with Max.
This is a good time to mention that I didn't finish playing the game.
I am aware.
Me either.
Here's a good point. How far did you get?
I got to the point where you like went back in time, saved Chloe's dad, and found out she was in a wheelchair. And I was like, well, I'm done.
I'm out. That was a little much. I was like, I have to take a break for just a minute. It's too sad.
So I stretched.
Did you get stuck in the pot closet?
Yes, I got stuck in the pot closet, and I couldn't make myself go back. When what's her face? Chloe is like, her stepdad like catches her smoking, and she's like, it's Max's pot, and I like couldn't figure out how to hide in the closet. So I was like standing there, and I like couldn't decide if I should take responsibility for it or not, and then I stress quit.
Oh boy.
Well, I made it about three quarters, I'd say.
Yeah, you got pretty close to like, you just basically didn't end up tied up in the sex dungeon, and you also didn't. I don't want to call it a sex dungeon because I don't think you actually had sex with them, but like, I don't know.
Sorry.
They don't specifically
say. If you need to steal a girl's innocence through photography,
he's a fucked up weirdo. I don't know what all he did down there.
I will say that I did read all the spoilers to it. just to prepare myself for this. So when I like found out that it was him that was doing everything and doing all this, I was like, I fucking knew it. I knew he was a sociopath creepy. The very first second.
I didn't
second.
Like his glasses. Is that weird?
The thing that called it for me is when he quoted John Lennon. I'm like, oh, the wife-beating bastard. You're a sociopath.
Kathy's like, I'm on to you, sir.
I know. I was like, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, we forgot Kate. Oh, no, we didn't forget Kate.
We didn't.
Kate's
I added her.
Okay,
yeah. And then there's stepdad David, who we instantly knew was a jackass because he has a Confederate flag in his character
and
bio.
And because he hit Chloe. So I don't know if you got to this part. Oh, no, you'd be in the closet.
Yeah.
So basically right after that pot part, the part where you like hide in, you're supposed to hide in the closet. But right after the part
he hits her. I read the spoilers for that to try and figure out how to hide in the closet. Yeah. And I was like, he hits her? And I was like, I can't.
So he hits her, and that was when I was just like, done on David. Even though later on they're like, it's like a Snape thing where they're like, he's not so bad. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. He's still an asshole.
But why? Because he was like, he has videotapes up all, he had recording cameras all over the school.
He's fucking paranoid. Like he came back from the war a nut, obviously. Like he's just super
paranoid. Are they
paranoid,
trying to spin it as like he was trying to like keep an eye out for this creep teacher?
Basically, in the end, he ended up being like super paranoid to the point where he was like just kind of an asshole about it. He wasn't the one who was the main problem, but he was like overly paranoid.
He's still an asshole.
He was the red herring.
He thought he was coming from he thought he was coming from a good place, but he's just like turned out to be fucking everybody up.
Yeah,
a dick. And yelled at poor Kate, who wasn't doing anything.
And at the end, he tries to like, I mean, he tries. There's multiple endings, but in one of them, he tries to save her from the sex dungeon. He comes in and he's like, ah,
yeah, God, that was hard.
But then he dies.
He gets shot, but I think. And I can't
remember. There's another one where he survives.
I think there are a few endings where he survives, and it's possible to go back and try pretty much every single one. So I think I got to see all of them. It just gets really hard based on the choices you've made. So it'll like multiply the amount of decisions you can make that will upset them and kill someone. Mm-hmm. I like went to look up the choices afterwards because I was like, how did this affect my game? I'm curious because some of it I couldn't tell, and I was not paying. I tried to look at everything, but I could not pay attention to all of it. It's a really detailed game, and that's nice, but I couldn't pay attention to all of it.
Can I just ask, because you know how, like, whenever you go back in time in the game, it, like, she gets, the further back you go, it's, like, some 11 shit from Stranger Things where her nose starts splitting. Like, she get a little lightheaded and stuff.
It gets, like, the screen is sizzling and red. Yeah. It stresses me out even though I know this thing's going to happen.
Can you theoretically do as many choices as you can? Or is there a way where, like, they're just like, haha, just kidding, your brain exploded, you died.
That's what I was wondering.
Your brain would never explode. Toward the end, though, basically, I think Chapter 5 is all about that. Chapter 5 is like you end up in this like dreamscape nightmare where like everything's like falling apart and broken and like it's all the memories and all the Polaroids together. It's fucked up.
Because of the like opening scene with like the tornado and the lighthouse and then the like symbol for going back in time as a tornado, I wondered if like overusing your powers causes the storm to be worse.
In the end, it was because she used her time powers like so much that's what ended up causing the storm. So that's why in the end, the main choices you have to make in the end are to choose between letting the tornado destroy the town because you used your time powers and made a butterfly effect, or going back in time to before you did it and just not saving Chloe. And so that's why it's like, that's your final choice is Chloe or all of Arcadia Bay.
I was also trying not to use her time, like, purposely, because I suspected that based on, like, those two pieces of information, trying not to use her powers as much as possible.
Nope. You can literally try absolutely every outcome. And actually, I suggest you do because it's kind of fun. And it makes it more fun for me because I was like, what if I choose the wrong thing? But you can even go back. There was that one
that
where you have to choose about whether you throw like a bone or something toward the street and the dog runs to the word of the street. And I was like, I don't know if I'll kill him or not. And it stressed me out so much I tried both. And I was like, I'm so glad I can try both. I don't want to kill this dog.
See, that stressed me out.
Pompidou.
That was
his name. That was Frank's only saving grace. Other than that, he was a dick.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, if there were side effects, but I guess it's just, you know, hard-coded into the game that you get the same thing. So, like, regardless of how many things you do, there's dead birds in the backyard.
Yeah.
Regardless of all this, the thing that I knew was really bad is when you go really far back in time, save her dad, all that stuff, all of a sudden there's dead fucking whales on beaches.
Yeah, shit gets dark. There's, like, dead whales on the beach, and there's, like, just dead birds everywhere. Like, people have, like, raked dead birds into piles on their lawns. Like, it's just a weird geological
disaster. Oh, it gets real dark.
It gets really gross, yeah.
And then you find out she's in a wheelchair, and I was like, I'm done.
Yes, yeah. So basically you find out that she goes back. She adapts another power where she can go back through Polaroid pictures that she sees and go back to that moment. So she looks at a Polaroid of herself with Chloe and Chloe's dead dad. Mm. And she goes back in time and stops him from leaving the house to get in the car that he gets in the car accident. And when she comes back to her time, Chloe's in a wheelchair because some butterfly effect caused it. And then you have to fucking euthanize her. Like, you have to assisted suicide help her.
It's so
intense.
See, this is why I stopped.
Well, you don't have to. You can decide, but I was too sad. I helped her.
This is the thing. Like, when I play video games, they're like Animal Crossing. Where there are no...
But it was like a book. That's why it was about the story. That's why I was like, this is like kind of like a teen, like, it's sort of like a weird mix between a teen TV show and a teen not like book.
Yeah.
Or you can harvest pears and pay off your loan in bells.
That is also true, Kathy. Kathy doesn't want the realness.
I feel like I stress quit because it was like forcing me, like, because... Partially because I also started playing this game jet-lagged, potentially. I started getting, like, too in-depth about thinking about, like, what do all the choices you're making mean? What does it mean, like, about you if you choose
as a person?
Things? As a person.
So you were, like, reflecting it back on yourself.
Yeah. And it, like,
oh no, it was affecting you.
Yeah. And it was, like, well, and it was also, like, it did a good job of bringing you back to, like, being a teenager. So I was, like, I hate this. I'm so stressed out about this. All the adults are terrible.
Rage quit.
Like, and then I rage quit. There were multiple reasons I rage quit because I think I took the game, like, too seriously and was, like,
what about because she's a fucking dumbass? So her choices were awful.
They were all bad.
They were all bad.
They were not good ones.
That's
and then
very true.
It was also like, the way that you were asked to like choose between different things like made me think about like what does it mean when you like choose to do one thing over another thing? And I was thinking about like the difference between who we are, as like other people perceive us through our actions, and like. Who we are
Whoa.
To ourselves, and then I had to rage quit.
Oh, you got like
I
deep.
Like went way too far into it, and then was like, I can't handle this.
her brain just looped in on itself till like sparks came out of her ears, and she quit.
Well, and also just like the pot thing, I was just like, do I take responsibility? Like it's not mine, so I shouldn't take responsibility for it. But if I don't do that, her dad is gonna like beat her, and I can't handle that.
If you take responsibility for it, I think there's a way higher chance that like later on there's a part where you can
either get David
suspended or Nathan suspended for like possibly drugging Kate at a party and
molesting her, day raping her.
And they might not believe you, and you get like, there's like a better chance you'll get suspended or something.
Yeah.
But if you do come to her rescue, like she'll show you that she has like stole a gun from David. And it's like important to know that fact.
Yeah. Well, and that's the because I also started reading the options, and I was like, there was also something where I was like, because I had picked, like, I told the principal about Nathan because I was like, this is the right thing to do, and then he doesn't believe you. Like Nathan killing Chloe.
Yeah, the principal. Yeah, that was the first thing I did. The first naive choice I made was to be like, I will go directly to the principal and report
about
this.
It. And then, so I like, and that one I like went back and forth on, and then I left it telling him. But I like read on the internet that it's like, if you did that and then also take, like, claim her pot or something, you like get suspended. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
Yeah.
I have never been suspended in my life.
So you, even in a game, could not handle the possibility of being suspended.
It's like, oh, boy.
Oh,
anyway,
it's easy.
So,
listen.
So let's talk about. I don't think you reached the part, but there's a part where you actually run out of your ability to make decisions. And that is, of course, to make changes to the past. And that's, of course, when you're trying to talk someone down from, literally from the ledge from committing suicide. So, you know, no pressure.
Yeah.
And this is fun because it's Kate, and she's like Max's one friend within the school for the most part. And she's really religious and really. Depressed because she has been
circles under her eyes.
Yeah, she'd been drugged and in the sex dungeon essentially, and there's all these pictures of her going around and people are calling her a hypocrite. And
there's a video of her at a party where she's like making out with a bunch of guys, but she's like, I only had like one sip of wine. I don't know why. I don't remember anything. And like she doesn't remember anything about the video, and people are calling her a slut and putting Victoria is one of the main people putting links to the video all over everything. Mm-hmm. So if you like go into the bathrooms, you see it written in lipstick. And there are sometimes you have choices where you can like do small acts of kindness that don't really affect the game, where you can like wipe. There's someone writes like "Will bang for Jesus" on her whiteboard, and you have the choice of wiping that off and putting a peace sign, and like wiping away the link to the website on the bathroom mirrors, and all of that like kind of contributes. But I think the main ones are like there's a part where like you have to answer the phone for Kate, and if you don't answer the phone, there's like a way higher chance she'll commit suicide later.
Oh yeah,
and it's between her and Chloe,
and that's the thing. And I'm actually going to talk about this later, but I was so used to like following a certain path for video games that I didn't for the most part go around and explore until after the whole suicide thing, because you can go into these people's rooms, you can go through all of their shit and
look at
their all
pictures, look at their garbage, look at their books, look at like Dana. If you look closely at the first character in the school you meet, you can find out that she like got knocked up by one of the football players
chose
and like had to have an abortion.
Yeah, I chose not to look at that because I was like, it's her private business. I don't want to look at that. So I didn't. But it probably would hurt me later in the game.
With your time powers.
But it doesn't matter because you still did the thing.
Well, you did the thing, right? So what I did was I did the thing. I picked up the pregnancy test. She yelled at me. Yeah. I went back in time and like, but then you have the fact. So the way the game works is that then like you have the fact and new choices appear with an underline.
So, but here's
based
the problem
the information
that I was having, which is that like, even if you go back in time, your character still did the thing.
So it's more like a moral, know that you... Oh, God.
Wait.
Audrey,
but
you're
wait.
Having trouble with this game.
If you didn't go through Kate's room, then you
later you get fucked over, probably.
Yeah, because you don't know all this. You don't know that her mom's a bitch.
Yep.
You don't know that her dad is
you
the only one that cares about
where,
her. You know,
her mom is like a control freak, and she doesn't have brothers, but she has sisters that she loves, and so you have the choice of like these people you can bring up when she's up on the roof to get her to come down. If you bring up her brothers who don't exist, she's going to be like, no, it's all ended all.
You don't even know me. So like,
bring up her mom and she. Yeah.
I'm gonna be real. I can't Animal Crossing. I can't handle that
the
stress.
The responsibility of not having known Kate well enough to save her.
I googled the answers because I was like, I didn't go through her fucking stuff. So
I went through
googled
all her fucking stuff,
and I still messed it up. I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm gonna say it, and it goes. I went, think of your mom, and she was like, I'm gonna kill myself. I was like, God damn it!
Did she actually jump? That's the one thing I didn't write the first time, so I never. Okay, good.
I luckily got through it. Yeah, I actually got through it all, and I was like, oh thank God. But it was rough.
Yeah, Kate is like a tough, and Kate is who I thought was going to be the main like problem throughout the game. Mm. So it was crazy to me when like by the second one, she was pretty much like after the suicide attempt, she's like in the hospital and you don't see her very much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. That's all the characters. That took us a while.
Yeah, it's intense, but it's okay. We covered lots of ground.
Yeah,
we did. Hit the ground running.
So should you play this game? I'm first up, and I'm going to say not if you have a generalized anxiety disorder like I do, because it was stressful.
Fair enough.
It was stressful. Yeah.
Obviously, since I didn't even make it to the end of the first chapter, again, if you maybe take things too seriously, are questioning yourself and your place in life,
are really lame,
hey,
that's, I'm sorry, but yes, that one, you should play this game. It's a good game. It's got really well-written story. Like, there's a lot of story. Except for all the plot holes. There are like, there is a bit of like mess like to it. It's like a little bit messy. Yeah. It's really weird because there's like, they waffle between saying that Nathan's suspended and expelled. It's really weird. I can't remember all the details, but it's a good story. It's a good basic story.
My feelings about it are
basically, I hijacked yours. Sorry.
It's okay. You basically like, it's stressful to play, but it does a really good job of like, I don't know, all of the detail of it does make you think about like the way that like different choices like interact with the world around you. So it's like really conceptually very interesting, and it was like cool to play. But if you have difficulties handling stress or interpersonal relationships, even between fictional characters, I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're looking to get out of it.
It depends on what kind of games you like, but it's a nice story.
Or if you don't have time for fools. God, I fucking hate Max Caulfield. She's literally the worst.
There is a little bit of Mary Sue frustration where you're kind of like, why are you being so dumb, though? And like, why are these the only choices when there's a better choice? Let me just like free wing it. Let me just
freewheel.
Do my own thing.
Yeah. What was I going to say? It's gone now.
Sorry.
It's okay. I was like, huh. It also, I think part of the reason I had a problem like finishing it as well is that video games are my thing where I have a hard time like doing them because I don't feel productive, which,
okay,
I clearly says something about me, but like my mom, for example, can't watch, like hates doesn't watch cartoons. She can't do it even if they're for adults. I guess my thing is video games. It turns out I can't do them. I felt like I was wasting my time. Like, even if I enjoyed it, I was like, but I'm not doing anything.
I wonder how much you judged me when I downloaded an Australian iTunes account to get Animal Crossing early for the U.S.
No, not at all. It's like a personal thing. Like, Austin plays video games all the time, whatever. But, like, me, if I, like, can't do it because I, like, sitting there and just playing the game, like, I can't knit, I can't do anything else while I do the video game. I would probably enjoy, like, playing this game with someone else and being able to, like, talk about it and then also, like, have them play it and be able to, like, actually hide in the closet and be fast enough on their little controls to make it happen.
Oh, my God. Audrey, you sound like an 80-year-old woman.
That's what I am, so it's fine.
Deep down in your soul.
It's fine.
Your spirit face.
Your
don't
spirit
know
animal
the
is
weird
a really old witch
make
crow.
No sense. I don't understand how you move, like... they were like, oh, now your time is up. And I was like, there was no time for me to do anything.
Grandma Audrey.
Oh, it's almost like you can't control time.
Grandma Audrey. Oh, look at that. I'm so happy with not having the ability to go back in time because, like, it makes everything so much harder.
I'm just going to bring up the fact that Nakata Witch, I said that her spirit face was an extremely old woman, and I am being validated right now.
That's right.
And full circle.
Deep down inside, that's who Audrey is.
Yep. So if you also don't enjoy playing video games, don't play this video game.
Okay, Nicole, give us the pep talk.
So basically, if you don't enjoy playing video games, don't play video games? Yes, that's my advice.
Life advice.
Strong advice.
From Audrey.
Can't go wrong.
So I think you should play this game for the story. I don't play a ton of video games, but I loved this one. And I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was like just the right amount of like
cool.
Creepy.
I wish I had gotten farther, because now that you guys are talking about, like, the sex dungeon and the murderer,
I think that's
I'm
the,
like,
the problem.
Oh, that
I
sounds
think that
cool.
You would, like, I get having trouble getting through the first episode. The first episode's the slowest one, but, like, I feel like you really would have liked it. You would have liked it with you when you got
I
to the
I would have really liked playing with someone else, I think.
The thing is, after this, I played part of a game called Until Dawn, which is about those,
really
those eight, like, teenagers who go into the woods and get murdered. Too stressful. Couldn't do it. Like, you're actively being attacked by a murderer.
Too
so,
much.
So I feel like Life is Strange, I was like, I mean, in the end, you're just a fucking teenager with your fucking teenager problems. It's not that big a deal. Like, except at the end when a tornado destroys everyone.
Because of the choices you made.
Because of the choices you've made. So it is every teenager's nightmare also. If you want to live your deepest nightmare as a teenager, where like you're like the whole world is revolves around me and is also being destroyed because of me.
Please.
So there we go.
Excellent. So let's talk about these adults, Nicole.
Okay. So these adults. There aren't that many adults in this game, and the ones that are there suck. So I decided that the best one was Joyce. I think Joyce just has her shit together the most. Joyce is Chloe's mom. She's just like a lady who works at a diner. She's a single mom who works at a diner.
She's married to an abuser, though.
That's the one thing is, like, she has a shit taste in men. Because David is, like, David, the security guard, who's doing too much. He's doing way too much. And is, like, interrogating Kate after she's been drugged at a party and needs to be, like, comforted. He's like, where have you been? And, like, he thinks she's on drugs. I can't even remember all the stuff
well,
that he thought.
Technically, he was right. If she was drugged at a party, but not in
I was like, I don't think, but see what you did there. Okay.
I mean, not the right way to go about handling that situation.
Very true.
We just, I guess the only thing that would save Joyce in that situation would be if he, like, was really into going down on women. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, why would she marry him?
Part of me is like, maybe that's it. Maybe he's just really good in bed. But I can't imagine with that mustache that he is. I can't imagine.
He looks like...
You're not a fan of the mustache rides?
I'm not a fan of that particular mustache.
Why?
Everyone's face is just so horrified.
That was unfortunate.
Anyway,
I'm not a fan of that particular porn stash. I don't like his mustache.
He does have a porn stash,
he's a
too.
Guy,
it's like a full-on porn stash.
So
the 70s, like, didn't end for him.
So he's also a sucko adult because he hits Chloe, and even though he's trying too hard. And then I decided the creepiest one, the one that I was like,
you mean besides the sex dungeon guy?
No, the creepiest one is Samuel. What the fuck is his problem?
No, he just has special needs. What the hell, man?
Mm-hmm. Wait, who is Samuel?
He's the janitor.
He's like a murderer in the making.
I don't think so.
I remember. I was like, I felt bad for him. I was like,
do you consider him more like Hagrid?
No, he's special needs.
Yeah, a little, but also a little.
He reminded me of my little brother.
Yeah, okay.
Aww. I'm sorry about that.
Oh my god. That was a conversation killer.
I didn't like Samuel. Sorry, I thought he was creepy. And then there's like the teachers.
It's okay. I barely remember him.
Sorry, Gabby. But anyway, the adults all sucked. I did not like pretty much any of them. And I think that was part of the point because it's, again, supposed to be from the perspective of
a teenager.
Where every adult sucks in
and
their own way.
It's kind of stupid.
And it was a little bit good because they were all multidimensional characters. Like, the principal was making all these bad decisions, but you find out it's for, like, financial reasons. And he's, like, under the Prescott's thumb. And, like, and Nathan does the things he does because his dad's, like, an asshole. So everyone has their, like, weird reasons. You find out it is, like, a really tiny soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little incubator town.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yes.
Yeah. The
you don't really
are
see
weird.
Max's parents. She just texts her parents.
It's the adults are just kind of like peripheral for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it makes sense though if it's like a teenage drama. Like your adults are not. You're trying to be an adult yourself, so your adults are not what it's about. They're obstacles. Obstacles that get in the way of what you want.
Yeah. It's just funny for like such a rich town that there are so many weird people in that town. Oh, I guess
it was like
not
a weird, gloomy, like creepy town. I kind of liked
it. Oh, because there's fishermen, you're right, and there's no fish. Like okay. Yeah, now I got it. It's not so rich. I'm sorry. I'm backing up.
Yeah,
backpedaling.
Blackwell is like
a
where
rich
academy.
People,
yeah,
yeah.
People, okay. Rich people gotcha. Send their kids there,
but it's
the
a
town itself
town,
is
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Speaking from my experience with Interlaken.
Arcadia.
Okay. So what about these games? You wanted to talk about the
game structure
and
choices.
I mean, you kind of did.
I did. It's like basically boils down to back when we were talking about why IRH quit.
But yeah. Did you know that if you like went and, like I said, like picked up Dana's pregnancy test, you'd get information and go back and get other choices? The whole point was to go back, and then it would give you like another choice that was underlined and be like, this is your new choice based on the information that you've gathered. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't have upset Dana because you're back in time and you haven't picked up a pregnancy test. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, no, I totally understand like the point of it. I don't know if I, like, when I was playing, I don't know that I fully realized that like looking at other stuff, like that, like looking around would change the choices that you had. But that's what I was doing, because the one video game I played as a kid was Myst, and like you have to look everywhere in that game.
Okay.
I don't think I know that one.
Myst is like, it's so good. I played it with my dad, so maybe this is also why I feel like I have to play video games with other people. But you're basically like trying to solve a puzzle and like find puzzle clues, so you have to like look everywhere to like, because they don't like the clues are hidden and you have to go find them basically. So I like went into it with the like mindset that I had to look everywhere. But I had my, like, weird moral existential crisis also, and was like, I can't look, like, I am a, like, it's not my business. So, like, either way, it's not my business.
Yeah.
So even if you go back in time, it doesn't erase the choice you made.
So you just couldn't think outside of that.
I was taking it, like, way too seriously, again, potentially because of, like, jet lag. Like, I had just come back from a trip.
I'm going to say it's not just that, because I'm, like, my whole point was, like, you can't be a good girl in this game, because like
in the whole
first chapter,
that's
like
the whole point. They work hard to disillusion you of that immediately. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, the first thing you do is try to go to the principal, and then he's like, you could
be
lying.
No, but like not even that. Like in the first chapter, the thing you have to do is you told Warren you'd go meet him in the parking lot. So I was like, I need to go meet Warren in the parking lot, and then I'd skipped all this other stuff that I didn't even know you could do. Like they're like, you didn't sign the petition to not get cameras put up in the school, so now there's cameras.
And talk to everybody.
And I was like, how was I supposed to know? I'm supposed to talk to this random teacher when I'm just have to go meet Warren. Like
I just talked to everybody.
See,
Everybody, including like the kids who were just like sitting underneath the trees. Because if they didn't have anything to say, I looked at every fucking Rachel Amber poster at first, and then I was like, okay, maybe I don't have to look at every Rachel Amber poster.
Yeah.
They say different things, but not that different.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could look at things and pick up lots of clues. It just depended on how much time you have. And you have a ton of time and you just want to like be immersed in a game. This is a great game, but if you like want to be done quickly, you can power through. You just miss like all the little tiny details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in between.
Though I found out they're not that important. If we're still talking about like the choice structure, they don't affect that much.
Mm-hmm.
It really is just like a story. Like kind of the plot happens no matter what. And in the end, the only real choice you make is between Chloe dying and Arcadia, every single person you've ever known in Arcadia Bay dying. Just that super duper easy choice. It's not hard. You just gotta pick. Just pick one.
Just pick one.
Yeah. Do you save the baby, the one baby, or do you save
the
all
whole,
the people?
Yeah.
That's right. And her parents. And
no, her parents don't live there.
Oh, I was
Joyce
talking about
lives
Chloe's
there.
Parents. Yeah.
Yeah, Joyce lives there, but
So, yeah, so I really liked the structure of the game and, like, the kind of the way that it created the illusion that, like, the more information you had, the, like, better choices you had, which is a really interesting thing to, like, support and teach people. Like, get all the information you can. But I also took it far too seriously. And I think part of it, too, was, like, it did a really good job of putting you in, like it was like being a teenager again in some ways with, like, how stupid the adults were and, like, the ways that your choices were just naturally limited by, like, you're a teenager and you can't do certain things.
There was a lot, definitely like a specific cast of characters that was very high school, like the jocks. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Vortex Club, which is basically like a high school cult that you like can join and come to their weird raves, their weird pool raves. No one finds it suspicious that Mark Jefferson is like the only fucking adult making announcements at this weird pool rave where no one's dressed. I'm like, I would immediately investigate that guy. Because as soon as like I saw there's one scene where Kate runs away from him crying, and I was like, rapist. He just looks like a rapist to me.
Yeah. So I think part of it, too, is just I was like, especially because you start in the school, I was like, it was like being a teenager all over again. And I was like, I hate everything about this.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just a lot of, what is it? Go ape. Because I think they're like, I can't remember if they're apes or they're like their mascot. There's just a lot of like school spirit.
Yeah. Which is the worst.
And a lot of dumb jocks. And there is, there are like a couple, there's like nerds and people who get bullied and like you can kind of find out about their stories. Like Alyssa with
them.
The purple hair, gets hit by a football and you can like stop her from getting hit by football and toilet paper and stuff. And although there is one where like if you help her too much in the end during the tornado, you're trying to help her get down from this like damaged building. And she's like, no, every time you come near me, I get hit by something or like I just barely miss dying. So she backs away and she falls into a pit and dies.
What?
It's like, I'm like, okay, well then fuck this.
Why would you even help
I rewound time and just like did it a different way. But still, I was like, that's bullshit. I was mad about that. So sometimes the choices, like you can get into it, but it's just for the fun that really like there's no way to make choice.
Which is potentially good
to just make you think.
Sometimes there are no good choices, but
because everybody,
I'll stop leaning back far away from my microphone.
You're gonna hear just like a crash and screaming.
Sometimes there are no good choices, and that's my words of wisdom for this section.
Okay, lovely.
Moving on.
Yeah. So there's also between Nathan, who probably is schizophrenic, as we said, and then Kate, who has the severe depression. There's a lot of mental illness in this game.
Depression, very, very repressed, that Kate. And who else? Yeah. Chloe, who has like, she seems, someone said that she seemed like she had borderline personality disorder, and she's like rage issues a lot. At the very least, I can account for the rage issues. I'm like, she seems like she's like
just acting out because she's
Harry
Potter
book 5.
Yeah, she makes
a lot of really stupid decisions, and like she's also like, really wants everyone's attention. She's very much a teenager, and she's also like you can feel the vibes of her being a teenager who's in love with Max and wants all of Max's attention, because like when Kate calls to be like talked down from suicide, she's like, you don't love me, you're gonna pick up the phone and talk to, you're gonna answer that call. And I was like, this girl's going through some stuff, so I'm gonna answer this phone call anyway. But there is like I think there's like a condition that counts like how much you love Chloe based on like the decisions that you make.
Oh, interesting.
But that's another thing. I just, God, I hate Max Caulfield because she's just like, I got to take this phone call. When if you're just like, oh no, my friend's really depressed and has shit going on. If you explain that, then the other person will probably be fine.
They don't communicate as well as you like. She's so full of like secrets. That's actually, the game totally teaches you that like.
Secrets and lies.
Secrets and lies. It teaches you that assumptions are bullshit and that you'll fuck it up if you assume, because she doesn't talk to anybody about anything. She makes these assumptions and they make it like, they try to make you make those assumptions, but you realize that you never get confirmed that any of the stuff you think happens has happened. Like Nathan, you don't confirm. I mean, in the end, he was totally helping Mark. He was like Mark Jefferson's stooge. Like he was like his assistant creeper. But he wasn't doing all the things that you thought he was.
The Wayne Henley to the Jeff. Yeah. What is it?
What?
Wayne Henley to.
Oh, the
Jeffrey
serial
Dahmer.
I was just going to say the serial
Jeffrey
killer
Dahmer.
Buddies. I know who you're talking about.
Wayne Henley to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, you shouldn't make assumptions. You know what they say about making assumptions? You shouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's exactly what they say. I remember being in, fifth grade, and my mom was like, you know what they say about assumptions. And then she, you shouldn't fucking do it.
That's what she said.
Then she backhanded me against the wall.
What an intense mother you have.
No, my mom's the best. She never touched me.
So they make a good job of showing that, like, the characters, even the ones that are bad, are, like, having their own issues. And basically they show that, like, mental illness is a main factor in a lot of people's problems, where they're like... Yeah. They're like, it's how they get away with a lot of their red herrings, too, where they're like, he was crazy and creepy, but it's only because he's just, mentally ill. Like, he's taking all these pills and he's clearly schizophrenic, and like his dad's trying to suppress anyone from knowing about it because I don't know how anyone can't know about it. He's such bad rage issues, and he's always raging all the time. He's just like runs out of nowhere and punches people constantly. Seriously.
Here I am.
And then, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kate's poor, sad sad depression.
Yeah.
But you do get the chance to talk her off the roof. I think she heals after that. She goes to the hospital and feels better.
Just magically better.
I genuinely, after that, she was like, you've given me a reason to live. Because, like, you found out, you, like, stooped in my shit and found out I have sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how. Okay.
So then Kate, like, isn't really in it that much after, like, episode two.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's how depression
I feel
works.
Like,
yeah.
If everyone in the town doesn't die and stuff like that, and you're able to solve the murder and get Jefferson arrested and all that stuff, I feel like it would probably be very validating to her to know that she was just, like, raped and assaulted, as opposed to just, you know, going through all this shit.
Yeah. I was like, we're just all done with it. Okay. And apparently if she dies afterwards, there's, like, everyone, even afterwards when she, like, almost commits suicide, everyone totally does an about face and stops bullying her and is like, justice for Kate. And, like, you killed Kate
but
when she dies.
Also,
and, like,
exactly
we
how
are all
people
Kate.
Are.
Yeah.
But that's exactly how people are.
It like, was a very good depiction of, like, what would happen.
Yeah. God, a guy in my high school committed suicide and it was really sad. He was like a couple grades below me and I didn't know it, but like the community's way of showing support was to get bumper stickers made for everyone's cars. And they were like, you know when you like get those like tourist bumper stickers that are just like the initials of the place you go to and it's like in a white with a circle? They looked exactly like that. The problem was his initials were DP, so just a double penetration essentially on the back of everyone's cars. And I was just like, this is really unfortunate. Yeah, so, I don't, people are weird. I don't get it.
People are weird.
But effort made, bad execution.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's also the thing of, like, after the fact, people are like, but not me. I was totally
I loved Kate the whole time.
Yeah,
I went to her
time.
Room with chicken noodle soup, and I totally didn't treat her like shit all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, make fun of her or, and post videos of her.
Or even just, like, let it happen.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of just, like, passive.
Yeah.
I'm not interested or involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was definitely a lot of, like, basically references to, like, escaping into drugs where they're like, I'm not worried about anything happened. There's one character who's just high the whole time. And he's like, I'm not worried about anything because I'm just high all the time. This is great. That, like, every time you talk to him, he gets Hayden or whatever. Every time you talk to him, that's all he talks about. It's like how great it is to be high. And he's always surrounded by girls. That was,
I mean,
the one
I guess
character I was like, you seem to be the only character who's, like, just okay. Just
I mean, he has his life together.
It
he
sounds like
happy.
If he's the one person who's actually happy, then
he
that seems
happy.
Like a surefire way to get girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems happy.
Well, besides
seems...
Warren, who has also another girl interested in him.
Brooke, who's so fucking shady, too. If you, like, actually talk to Brooke, she's, like, the little Asian girl. I think she's the Asian character. And she has
the drone.
Yeah. She has the drone.
Oh,
and she's
her.
A bitch about it.
Yeah,
she's like,
she
you're
was.
Not smart enough to drive to fly my drone.
Yeah,
and, like,
a bitch.
If Warren wasn't hanging out with you so much, then he'd be hanging out with me more. Took me a while to figure out. And I was like, oh, this bitch.
She's just
this
jealous.
Bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
There are certain things that can happen. Like, if you leave Warren alone, like, Brooke ends up with Warren. So I kind of feel okay about that. Where I'm like, oh, good. Because, like, I didn't want you. So
yeah, because he's 15.
Yeah. But yes, so there are multiple love interests in that way. But it's interesting about those characters.
So we have, like, the teenage drama, the teenage love love storylines and all this stuff. But then we also have all this other shit, like the sex dungeon. So
sex dungeon
Audrey.
And abortion. And what were the other, like,
oh,
heavy
abortion
suicide.
Is a very teenage thing. So let's not throw that in.
Right,
that.
Right, right. But
I'd say sex dungeon is very, you know,
yeah,
the extinction of all whales, also
that's
kind of
intense
and dark.
The dead bird piles of nonsense.
So is this for teenagers, Audrey?
Well, I don't know. That's why I posed the question. I mean, I do think that
it's about teenagers.
It's about teenagers. I'm not sure that the intended audience is teenagers.
Okay, let's get into the time machine.
I don't think the teenagers would be scarred by it.
No.
But I don't know if they'd be as interested in it.
Wait.
Because you're, like, living through a lot of the stuff.
Let's open the door to the time machine. Get in. Shut the door. Go to our high school English class.
Oh, God.
Oh, what's the book we're reading?
What?
Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. Oh, first chapter. Oh, incest rape. This is great. I feel like for teenagers, it's just like.
I also never read that.
Oh, man. My high school was pretty interesting.
Sorry. That was.
We read some really intense books is the whole thing. And, like, they put teenagers through all this stuff.
We read Dune. So.
There you go. Little boy rape.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They Kevin Spacey'd all over that shit.
Disgusting old, by that disgusting,
Harkonnen.
Obesely, gross man. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you blacked
I'm
it out.
So pleased. I don't understand any of these references right now. My brain is so happy that
Dune
none of this is in my head.
Yeah, so it's like essentially you're given like teenagers already have all these dark themes to work with in school, and it's like I feel like when I was in teen, I know you guys didn't like reading about teenage stuff when you were teenagers, a la Slappy First, but like I didn't have a problem with it. So I feel like this is didn't you say it's a huge game on like online with teen following?
Yeah, it makes sense because it does seem like I do
really love it.
Think that they would that you would enjoy. I would that teenagers probably would enjoy it because. There is something about, like, being able to see how, like, other – how, like, the choices turn out that is really intriguing and that, like, I can see as a teenager when you yourself are trying to, like, kind of, like, come into who you are as a person and, like, figure that stuff out, like, that being a really, like, powerful tool to – or, like, experience to have to, like, be able to try out different things, basically.
Yeah.
And this is how I started thinking about existential choices too
much.
This
is exactly
what happened.
You spiraled out of control.
Yeah, that's exactly the thought process that happened, and then
I think we should also clarify right now, since we haven't really mentioned it yet, when we say go back in time, other than going through a Polaroid, it's only like 5
yeah,
minutes.
It's only 5
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, so it's not
you
like
keep zipping back.
But it's not like a 2 week thing where you're like, oh, that guy got really clingy.
Yeah,
zip,
the Polaroid
you can't
is
do that.
Quite is yeah. quite the surprise, and there's yeah. like a and it's still steered where like you only have certain pictures you can look through, and when you're like tied up to the chair in his like murder dungeon, it's the one that you can like see from your murder chair, and you have to get to it before he gets you with his like drug needle full of like sedative.
Oh
it's
God.
So stressful.
Oh yeah, Audrey would have been able to do that.
I
no
don't
problem.
Think I could have handled. Like, what buttons do you push? I can't even remember. Like, what the fucking hotkeys are?
Already panicking.
You're turning red.
It was so stressful playing this game. I was like, how far back do I go? And then the like little flashing lights would happen. And I'd be like, I'm killing my character.
Oh, my blood vessels are exploding.
Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of what it looks like. And there's like a frying noise.
It was so stressful. Yes. And the like. Vision like fizzling on the edges, and then I like already had a hard time making it happen in the first place, so it was like I can't go all the way to the end of it, and then I wouldn't, and then I would have to keep do it again. It was horrible.
Never get a Nintendo Switch. Yeah. There are too many buttons for you.
I can do a Game Boy Color.
Okay.
Yes.
Color.
Harvest Moon.
I love that you tacked
Harvest
on
Moon.
The color like that is an added skill.
There
I can
are
do a Game Boy Color.
A wider range of games that can be played on the Game Boy Color, and the resolution is slightly better.
Well, all right then.
Wow. Okay.
Zelda The Awakening was a great game.
Well, if you ever want to try
Awakening.
Zelda for Switch, there's like a bajillion buttons to press, but
I don't
learned
think
them.
I can handle it. I'll be really honest.
Well, so you can also catch as many unlimited horses as you want and name them. I gave mine a flower mane.
Can you catch elk or bear? Or
you can ride an elk. You just can't register it.
That's all I want out of life.
You can also purchase an add-on and become like Lord of the Wolves and have the wolves be your friend and do your bidding.
I want that.
I mean, but it's an extra you have to buy.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
She's over it so fast.
Right? I'm not spending money on this. Already spent.
Oh, old lady Audrey's not spending money on shit.
Yeah, I will just naturally.
Unless
I
there's
will
a
call
fucking coupon.
The wolves myself in real life. I don't need to do it in a video game.
Oh, boy.
Old Anyways,
is my favorite person now.
So, did you decide it was for teenagers then, Nicole?
I've decided that it can be for teenagers. I don't think teenagers would be confused. Like, I think they'd get it and be able to push through it.
Wasn't worried about it like scarring them or anything like
just
that.
Just like, is it more meant for
adults?
At the most, it's meant for like young adults. So, I feel like it's kind of all in there together.
Hanging out.
Once you're over 14, you just
done.
You're in adulthood. You just face all the adult things.
I mean, I said I was 18 on the internet, starting at like 9.
Yeah.
So
you get your little.
I hit accept on those "Are you over 18?" things
just
when I was about 9. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
that like moment
sure.
of guilt, and
you're like
looking around,
and you're like, "But who's watching me? But someone could be watching me." Yeah.
Nope.
I also like since I'm horrible at coming up with a fake birthday year, I would always use my mom's birthday year, but with my birthday information. So like. People were probably like, why is this middle-aged woman doing all of these weird middle school things? Like,
because reasons.
Know. Yeah, because reasons. No one knows how old you are on the internet.
That's right. You just go on Instagram and troll people. Tell them that their noses are big.
Side note.
Crush their
dreams. Instagram of a farmer's Instagram, and it's just pictures of cows.
You showed me this.
That's so cute.
Why?
My mom is convinced that Instagram is Tinder for old men. Because she's like, all these strange old men keep following me. And I'm like, Mom, you can just put your profile on private. And she's like, no, because then I'm not going to like... I'm not
get
gonna
all the strange old men following
no,
me.
No, because then if I like use a hashtag, people won't be able to find my pictures for it. And then, fun fact, one of my other friends went back through my mom's pictures, found her favorite picture of all time, which is like a picture of a flower blooming, and my mom used hashtag booty call. And I'm like, Mom, we think this is why you get all these strange men following you, is because you used hashtag booty call.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, baby boomers and social media. Let's talk more about it.
Cause and effect, Mom. You can't just be throwing around hashtags willy-nilly. They are dangerous tools.
They are.
Okay. So for Kathy, dun, 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 dun. Kathy Smut Corner.
Kathy Smut Corner.
Bom, chicka, bow, bow.
There's not that much smut in this story.
Book. So I guess originally I had it as who did you choose? Because there's like, you can either be with Chloe or you can be with 15-year-old creepy Warren.
And like, did you feel anything about Rachel Amber in any way? I guess. Isn't
she's dead
from
the beginning.
But like, you're just, not like for Max, obviously.
Oh.
But I mean, just like, I want to talk about the relationship between Chloe
and
Rachel Amber.
I thought you meant for Max. And I was like, no, no.
That would have been
dead
weird.
Dead from the beginning.
She's like, this dead girl on the poster is so intriguing. Although she does say that.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do instead now. What we're going to do instead, because I've decided I don't want to do that, is...
Oh, God.
Who, if you had a choice of anyone, would you choose in the game?
Oh, my God.
Because
what,
there's
date
a lot...
Or we're going
to... Yeah, to like to have Max Caulfield go on a date with. And we're going to remove Pompidou, because for some reason a dog is in here.
My choice.
You're going to... What the
dog.
Hell?
On a date.
It's Frank's drug dog.
Not like a real date.
Just, I mean, like, to like become your significant other.
Just kidding. Then I'm not picking the
basically
dog.
Basically, to be
but
the person
date,
that you drive out of town in the truck with at the end of the game. Because in the end of the game right now, it's Chloe. But if it wasn't Chloe, if you couldn't pick her, I guess, then who?
Let me see. So this is the guy that's high?
Yeah. Hayden, right?
Yeah,
Hayden.
Hayden.
And then isn't he the one? Okay, and then we got Mr.
Daniel, the guy that drew you.
Daniel, who, like, if you get him to go to the Vortex party, he gets a girlfriend.
Aww.
I think. Or maybe he hangs out with Brooke, and then Brooke doesn't end up with Warren. I think that's what happens.
Oh, I like that.
Well,
for some reason, I don't want Warren to end up with anyone.
That's a step down for poor
hates
Brooke,
Warren.
Though.
Warren was like,
Kate's
I was like,
sister.
Why is this child here?
Yeah, he was very plain
and also like very, I don't know.
Man, just, one of the characters is just named Man.
Yeah,
and
there were some
dude.
People who were just around, and there's like a trucker
cop.
Guy.
Where's trucker. Warren?
Is he on the first page?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, first page.
Oh, there he is. Duas. I hate him. I'm gonna go. She's pregnant. I'm gonna go with Mr. High Guy because he's probably chill
him.
As hell.
I'm going to go with Dana. She seems cool.
Wait, which was that the first page again?
Dana is like a cheerleader who's weirdly cool with Max, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Dana.
I like her.
She seems like a badass.
She's cool.
So I think I would pick Dana because Dana's not the one who's knocked up. That was her friend.
No, wasn't that Dana?
Or was it,
was
I thought
it Juliet,
was Juliet who
Dana?
Was knocked up.
Oh, maybe it was Juliet. Yeah, it was Juliet, I think.
I just know that Logan did it. Fucking Logan. I just know that Logan because there's a
Where's
chance
Logan?
You get to talk
Where's
to
Logan?
Him at the party and he talks like the perfect duck. He's like, oh, man. I'm like really sorry I got her pregnant. Oh, that's a bummer. And like you get a chance to confront him and be like, you're a shitty guy and you left her all
he
alone when she needed you.
He doesn't even have a picture.
And he's just
now I gotta
a
Google
Neanderthal.
Him. That's just regular people. Why did you not add Life is Strange, Kathy? These are just all the Logan Robertsons
normal
in the world.
Logans.
And that's the thing. I don't
what the hell is with his
like
face.
Barely important.
Look There's how Logan. Tiny his mouth is
his
compared
mouth.
To his chin.
He's like barely a character.
Oh yeah.
Oh the hell. Oh, that's the other thing I didn't like about the art. It was like Uncanny Valley. Like
it
not
was
close
little.
Enough, and just like.
Yeah,
not
a little bit alien-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the best. Like
it had
just
the
look,
vibe of a real like TV show, but
what?
The.
What if she ended up with Kate?
That would be very
cute,
but Kate was like super religious.
Or is she like too?
I mean,
so like Catholic.
Look at Dana.
Dana.
I know. Look at that cleavage. That's I don't know. I mean, Dana.
Oh, the Bigfoots. That's their team.
The Bigfoots.
The Bigfoots. Yes.
Yeah, oh, she has a boyfriend. Stupid. Okay, so she found out that they were sexting.
Zachary Riggins. That's right.
Zachary.
Wait,
Riggins.
Who is the pregnant one then? Because it's not.
That's got to be Juliet.
I think it's Juliet.
I don't know because she was apparently. Texting this other guy.
Oh, hang on.
That was her
pregnancy
roommate.
Test.
Julia, right?
Pregnancy test.
Ah, yeah. So it is Dana. Darn it. Okay.
Oh, it is Dana that was pregnant? Okay.
Yeah, because she's got...
Trevor.
And it's this guy is her boyfriend. What?
Oh,
he was really high, too.
Yeah.
He fell off
like,
a skateboard.
He's
okay.
The skater posse.
So
bad.
I picked Dana. Did everyone pick someone?
I'm not picking Warren because he sucks. No. God, I hate him so much.
Yeah, he's pretty basic. I kind of just ignored him the whole game. I kind of just kept being like, stop texting me.
What are you doing? Warren, yeah, so I'm going with not homeless.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You get name. To you get to talk to like a weirdly like spiritual homeless lady who can like give you advice in the dumpster area behind the diner.
Oh, that's best place to get advice.
That's
from.
Where I get all my advice.
Dumpster behind the diner.
Yep.
That's where all these pearls of wisdom.
I get
come
why
from.
She's there. It's where they throw out all the food. She's a smart lady.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really like Hayden because he seemed really chill when you're talking about him when you're talking to him about everything. So I like him. We're going with Hayden.
All right.
I'm handicapped in this game because I rage quit so early.
So you're going to go with David?
I was going to say, so you're going to have to go with David. Oh, no.
David? Who the hell's David?
That's the stepdad.
Oh, no.
Dave with the mustache.
I did not ever say that.
Free mustache rides David.
Why would you bring that back up?
What about Mark Jefferson? You want to go with Mark Jefferson?
Yeah, I want to end up in a sex dungeon.
He's into some kinky shit.
He doesn't want to kill you. He just wants your innocence.
Okay, wait. If we want to talk about a real daddy here, do you want to break up Joyce's marriage and go back in time and just like...
Oh, William Price.
Yeah.
No,
he's a daddy. He was making pancakes.
I've never finished painting the house.
You are so not sorry. No, I'm going to stick with Kate because maybe after the suicide thing, she'll go through some shit and grow.
And they'll, like, grow close together.
Yeah. I like that. I like that alternate
She could
theory.
Use some comfort.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with Kate.
God, you're so lame.
What? Kate
none
is pretty fucking boring.
Listen, none of these other characters are attractive.
I feel like Dana's going to go all the way, so Dana, I feel like I've got the best. I made the best
William
choice.
William Price?
You did make the best choice, but I can't make that choice because you made it. I can't go back in time and break up that marriage. I just can't do that.
I mean, no.
Also, I'm not going to fuck Chloe's dad. Weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
Kathy's like, I do not have that hang up.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't care what you do. Probably
I mean, listen,
have an
you almost have a relationship with his daughter. Like, you can't.
Oh, I'm not. I did not like Chloe or Warren. I did not like that. This is once again, I thought, like,
that's fair.
I hate Max and I hate her choices.
In the end, I was, like, okay with the Chloe and Max love story just because I was like, look how sweet and cute. But Chloe annoyed me a lot. And, like, a lot of Max's dumb choices are based on Chloe doing something and Max being like, I have to follow her. And I was like, no, you don't. She's fucking stupid. Just go do your own thing.
As soon as you were like, she gets mad at you if you answer the phone, I was like, dump that bitch.
Yeah.
She has a lot of feelings.
I don't
and
give
she
a shit
feels
about her
them
feeling.
At you.
I don't care. She doesn't get to,
Audrey
like, put her feelings on me.
Is ready to scream at Chloe.
See, Nicole's moved
not
on.
Not ready for an adult relationship. Get out.
Nicole's already moved on after having to, you know, put her down. So
yeah, I helped her, and you know, I stand by it.
I mean,
oh yeah, here
but
you
it
go.
Was
wait,
dark,
here you go.
And I did have to take a break and eat a Slim Jim afterwards, and just feel here, and try
is,
to feel good about myself.
Oh my god,
this is alternate there's, Chloe there's and her oh. and her full yeah, she's like fully paralyzed.
Paraplegic,
do you know why? Because her dad got her a truck for her 16th birthday, and then she got into a horrible car accident.
Yeah,
because
he wasn't dead.
Yeah, you got to put her down. Good choice.
Yep.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, that's not maybe not the phrase I would use, but yes.
I mean, if she asks.
I mean, listen,
I guess.
If she asks.
She definitely asked, and she definitely made great points where she's like, I'm in pain and miserable. And I was like, well, what am I going to say? No peace?
Yeah, what kind of friend are you if you're like, this has been a nice conversation.
All you had to do
goodbye
was
forever.
Unplug her machinery, just like move a cord. And I was like, I feel like I can live with that. I can look myself in the mirror after like, oh, no. I can do it.
Okay.
And I did do it.
You did it.
You did
the things, and I'm
and
just
then
like,
I cried,
okay.
And I ate a Slim Jim.
It's just, there's a lot going on, and I'm just like, I can't deal with this stuff. So let's just
obviously,
you know.
I couldn't handle it.
In the end, Jefferson goes to jail, and
oh,
then
that's good.
For a brief second, you go to like San Francisco, and there's a lot of jumping back and forth in time. But basically, in the end, you go all the way back to the beginning of like Mark Jefferson's class, and you just have to decide if you're going to go to the bathroom, you're going to save Chloe, and watch the town explode, or if you're going to not save Chloe and watch Chloe explode.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's the baby or everyone else, so.
Why do you keep calling her the baby?
It's because there's like a specific like moral dilemma question where it's like you see a baby on a railroad track and you can either save the baby or you can flip a switch and like, so basically you can flip a switch and it will put the car on a different track and you'll save the baby, but you'll kill everyone on the train. But if you, or you can keep the train on its path and the baby will die, but everyone else will live.
Gotcha. So it's just like a basic plot point.
Yeah. It's like there's like a specific.
Save the baby.
Some psychologists came up with this like moral dilemma question.
Okay.
And like that's
it's
the
definitely
like
a
famous,
lot of moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Question.
That's the famous example he used because there's no changing. It's railroaded. You can't change train tracks.
Yep.
So you have two choices and that's it.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. And also I found that if you like change the. Oh, sorry, I confused it because there is a part in the game where you actually do have to decide if you're going to change the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
There's literally a
God, that was fucking hard.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do. I thought it was going to be like a big deal, but I looked up the consequences, and I guess if you do it, it's just like a trucker gets stuck in town. A trucker that no one gives a shit about gets stuck in town, and that's like the consequences.
I think there's a pretty big consequence going on there. I think Chloe dies in one of them.
Maybe one of them she could like get hit by the train.
Yeah, she gets hit by the train.
That's very weird. Okay.
It's fucked up. But I think it's also once again railroaded where it doesn't let you move on unless you can save her.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, whatever. But yeah. So thanks for listening as Audrey and I half-assed our way through that by not finishing it.
I kept being like, I need to play this game, and then being like, I can't do it.
It's too much.
My computer was just like kind of revolting against it the whole time. It got so hot. It was just like constantly spinning.
Hot.
It was not
mine
right.
Mine sounded like it was going to take off. I don't know, MacBook Pro. I've expected better of you, sir.
It's, I mean,
I don't
you know,
know
when
my MacBook's
think,
a guy.
When you think of gaming, you think of MacBooks.
Yeah, definitely not.
But yeah, so thanks for listening, everyone. Please rate and review us on iTunes. It's very helpful for us.
It's the only way we know you're listening.
Yeah, right now we're just sending it into the void
and
just
hoping
someone listens
to
it.
Someone shouts back.
Hoping someone's out there.
Someone says hi back to us.
Not to make it sound as pitiful as it is, but shout back, guys.
Yeah. If you also don't want to shout back in a review, which, though, we would, once again, really appreciate if you did that, we also have an email, fellowyouths@gmail.com.
We forgot about it, but
we did
log back on today.
And no one has emailed us, so it's great. please just send us if you have any comments, things you want us to read in the future, anything like that. We'd really, we'll
love to hear.
We'll be sure to check it more often. I think I have them forwarded to my account, so it should be fine. But anything like that, we would love to hear from you guys, and we'd probably get really emotional and happy emotional. So it'd be great.
Happy emotional.
I know personally, I would clasp my heart and just get a little
tear.
She
would clutch her pearls. She wouldn't be able to handle it.
I mean, if I did that, I'm too anxious. I would break the pearl necklace. Like it wouldn't work out. But
so what are we reading next time, Kathy? Are you excited?
I get to pick the next book.
What
it's not
going to
be this
book?
Video game.
No, it's not going to be this video game. And it's actually a book. We're going back to
a real book.
Yeah, a real book.
A real live book.
I actually read it in a paper book format. I was
what?
So proud
not
of myself.
Not an e-book?
No, I didn't read it as an e-book. Oh. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's actually not, I know I have this overarching plan of things I want to read, but this is not within that. But this one is something that I kept seeing a bunch of people talk about on Facebook, all these other things. And I was like, I'll give it a try. And it's called The Shadow Shapers. And it's by Danielle Jose Alder. And it is very good. It has one of my favorite main characters I've ever read, ever. She just like, this is the thing. Coming off of the whole video game where Max was making these terrible fucking decisions, this character made all the best decisions, at least for me, where I was just like, I wish you could have, you're doing it. You're doing the thing. And I'm just so happy. It's I'm not really going to go much into the plot because it's a really unique story about, magic and art and all these great things. And also gentrification in Brooklyn, which is pretty interesting.
Interesting.
And it's
unexpected.
And it's also one of the best, most realistic representations of young love that I've seen.
Oh, cool. Well, so I'm excited. I already have my copy. So
okay.
I'm so prepared. Look at me go.
I'm just so well. I mean, I also told you about it a week ago.
It's fine. I knew what was going to happen. It just dropped it.
I feel like
brain.
Nicole's currently reserving it.
Yeah, that's what exactly I'm doing.
She's just leaning over her.
Also, can we circle back to the author? Is it Danielle or
Daniel?
Daniel.
I believe it is a Daniel.
Did I say Danielle?
You said Danielle.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, it's Daniel.
Jose Holder.
Daniel Jose Holder. So
Holder.
I'm sorry that I pronounced it that way. I was like really excited about the upcoming accented E.
I saw it and I thought I understood what happened, but I was like, didn't you say a dude wrote this?
Daniel Jose Holder.
Ooh, there's a rainbow fro on the cover. Lovely.
Yep, it's a really sick book. She's Oh my God, I forgot the word for it. But she's essentially a black Puerto Rican living in Brooklyn and like dealing with all these white people moving in, and it's really good.
Yeah. Cool. My dad called himself New Yorican.
Oh yeah, New Yorican. Because there's more Puerto Ricans, I've heard. This is what I learned in school. There's more Puerto Ricans living in New York than there are in Puerto Rico.
Hmm.
Probably more so after this most recent horrible hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
So yeah.
Seems like,
but it's a great book, and I'm really excited to talk about it. I've had a little note thing on my phone for like the past 4 months since we haven't been recording as often. But yeah, here we are. Anyway, so thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.